"Remember my party. Remember my party," said Peter Walsh as he stepped down the street, speaking to himself rhythmically in time with Big Ben striking the half hour. Why does Clarissa give these parties? He thought. He did not blame her. Only one person in the world could be as he was, in love, really for the first time in his life. Clarissa had grown hard, he thought, and a little sentimental too, he suspected. The way she said, "Here is my Elizabeth," annoyed him. Why not, "Here's Elizabeth," simply? It was insincere, and Elizabeth didn't like it either. There was always something cold in Clarissa, he thought. She had always, even as a girl, a sort of timidity which in middle age becomes conventionality. He wondered whether by calling at that hour he had annoyed her, overcome with shame suddenly at having been a fool, wept, been emotional, told her everything as usual. As a cloud crosses the sun, silence falls on London and falls on the mind. Peter Walsh felt hollowed out, completely empty within. "Clarissa refused me," he thought. He stood there thinking, "Clarissa refused me."